It's time for Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, Lincoln Main Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. I can't think of a better person to have with us today than Major General Paul Vallely. With everything happening geopolitically around the world, and Paul always gives us a heads up, puts us far ahead of the curve. For those of you not familiar with Major General Paul Vallely, let me give you a little brief introduction. Major General Vallely retired from the United States Army as Deputy Commanding General of the United States Army in the Pacific. He graduated from the great United States Military Academy at West Point and was commissioned in the Army, serving a distinguished career of 32 years. He's a graduate of the Infantry School, the Ranger and Airborne Schools, the Jump Master School, and the Command and General Staff School, the Industrial College of the Armed Forces, and the Army War College. Paul served over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. When most folks retire from such an illustrious career, they go fishing or they go to the beach. Not Paul. He took on developing one of the best organizations on the planet, Stand Up America. You can go to that website at standupamericaus.org. Paul presents a tremendous amount of information, far ahead of the curve on that site. He's also a phenomenal author, Invisible Treason in America. By the way, you can get these books on the website. Invisible Treason in America, Beyond Treason, the Dismantling of America, and Reality Prism 2.0. It's my privilege, pleasure, and honor to welcome back General Paul Vallely. Paul, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Dave. It's always a pleasure to do your show. You have a great show out there in Michigan.
Well, thank you so much, Paul. So, Paul, I want to start with this. There's a lot happening around the world, but there's also a lot that's not happening. And by that, I mean, on July 23rd of 2025, the then Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, and most folks have either forgotten about this or never heard about it in the first place. Tulsi Gabbard referred Barack Obama and a number of the people around him for prosecution. She actually announced this at a White House briefing at the White House, where she confirmed that she referred former President Barack Obama and several of his top aides to the Department of Justice for criminal prosecution. And she published a previously classified report, which actually had been authored years before in 2020 by the House Intelligence Committee, that revealed that Obama directed his intelligence team to publish a false assessment that Russia sought to interfere in the 2016 election on behalf of President Trump, despite the intelligence community's assessment that Russia was not backing Donald Trump. The Department of Justice, 11 months ago, took possession of the criminal referral by Tulsi Gabbard, and she outlined in the referral that Barack Obama and the people around him, Brennan, his director of CIA, Clapper, his director of National Intelligence, Biden was involved in this as his vice president, Comey as the director of the FBI, Susan Rice was involved in, quote, treasonous conspiracy to subvert President Trump's 2016 victory, end quote. Paul, we're a year into this.
Yes.
And nothing has happened. Paul, why do you believe that's the case?
Well, you know, we outlined this in our book Beyond Treason and our other books, where we validated exactly what she came up with. And it's there. I don't think they want to take it on right now. And I think with the other priorities that the president's working on FBI, Department of Justice, it's on the table there. But they don't want to pursue it at this time, even after a year. There's been so many things going on internationally and within the country, all the threats that we're facing right now, and create which will be a very volatile type of movement, I should say, undertaking by the Department of
Justice.
Well, the legal people, yeah, basically the FBI and also
the DOJ,
the other departments, mm-hmm. Yeah. Because with treason, you know, it's a military tribunal, and you know they're thinking about the Guantanamo Bays where they'd have the trial. But these people you mentioned are all guilty of treason, working against the United States. And so it's there. Now, whether they're going to do it after the midterm elections, I don't know. But that would be a good time to take it on.
Well, and in addition, as she's now departed as the Director of National Intelligence.
Right.
On June 12th of 2026, she also put a report out. It had been denied, Paul, for many years that the United States government was involved in funding, developing bioweapons labs around the world. And
right.
Tulsi Gabbard put out, she declassified information, and she put out the information that, in fact, the U.S. has funded 120 biolabs in 30 countries that have been involved in some of the most heinous types of research, as a researcher I can say, heinous type of research, the gain of function research. In other words, weaponizing viruses, weaponizing bacteria, weaponizing pathogens to be even more pathogenic. You know, Paul, those of us that have brought this up, and I actually, about a decade ago, I got my hands on a presentation in front of Congress of a congressional aide who presented pictures and audio of him and then new Senator Barack Obama in 2005 going to a bioweapons lab in Ukraine that the United States funded. And at this lab, they were actually manipulating anthrax in more of a higher, if you will, kill ratio than anthrax was in other labs. And this aide presented pictures and audio of Barack Obama being there. And meanwhile, his administration, after he became president, completely denied that all of us that had brought this information forward, that we were unpatriotic and we were lying. Well, Tulsi brought the goods before she left. I mean, here we go again, Paul. You know, this is very concerning to many people, that taxpayer money would be used to develop these bio labs in 30 countries that was developing pathogens, one of which was actually COVID through the Wuhan lab. Your take on that?
Well, the clandestine activities of the United States overseas, like the biolabs in Ukraine, they tried to hide, not hide, but didn't want to divulge these type of things to the American people. And that's why it took good intelligence by Tulsi and her staff to put together all of those, which have been reported for years, of the involvement of creating the false flag of Russia, influencing, everything that they accused Russia of. And so we're getting to the point now where we need to be truthful with the American people and release what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then for the illegal things that were done, that the Department of Justice start trying these people. And we're doing a lot now, of course, in all of the fraud that's going on. The report that came out today on the medical industry, mm-hmm. and the fraud taking place there. So there's so many things they're looking at have been conducted by our government over the years. and they're taking them on one or two at a time. I mean, that's my assessment. So somewhere in the queue are these type of things that we just talked about. I mean, look at the 50 people that lied. That we, you remember that 50 people that were
interviewed, yes.
That have conducted treason and lied about what the Russian involvement was or lack of.
Right. And the fact that those 50 people signed off and said the Hunter Biden laptop was bogus, that there was nothing right. wrong there. There was no there. In fact, all 50 of those lied.
Yeah. And so we've tolerated this lying, not yeah. only within the government, but the lying to the American people, and then, of course, the very inept press that we have today, basically, where there's no real investigations going on, investigative reporting like we used to have. There's a few, like the young man in Minnesota. But there's just too much there that has to be released mm-hmm. and action taken by referrals from our intelligence community on violations, treason, and so on, to the Department of Justice, and start trying these people, whether it's one by one or two at a time, I don't care. But these people have got to, we need some justice and clarification how effective our system is to try people that have conducted. And we're talking the high-level people.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We're
talking the hierarchy of these organizations.
Well, and on her final day, Tulsi presented evidence, information that Fauci was provided millions of taxpayer dollars to fund dangerous gain of function research at the Wuhan lab, and in fact lied to Congress.
Yeah, why hasn't he been arrested?
Right.
Why hasn't George Soros been arrested?
Right.
I mean, these people have conducted treason and lying, manipulation of money, funding left-wing projects and bring the country down. I mean, that would be my focus right now.
I agree with you, Paul. It's very. In fact, this was sent to me by someone who's a geopolitical analyst and an America First advocate. And here's what he says. And I want your take on this. All of America First wishes President Trump brought this intensity he has against Iran against the deep state here in America. There has not been one single deep state prosecution or imprisonment with ample evidence already provided to not
exactly.
only prosecute, but to sentence these people. I don't think he's offline there, Paul. Do you?
I don't. I mean, his focus on has been on the economy and, of course, what's happening in Iran and other places around the world. I mean, he's got a full schedule every day of,
right.
of what he's doing, all the positive things, and that what we're discussing now is that element of intelligence of people who conducted treason against the United States, and again, all hierarchy. These were people who had top positions in government. Look what they did to the border. What was it? I can't even remember his name anymore. The drugs are there. Well, it was supposed to be Kamala, but what's his name? I'm trying to think of it.
Mayorkas?
Yeah, Mayorkas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Where's that guy? Is he hiding in a closet somewhere?
Yeah.
I mean, let's get these people out of the closet and indict them.
Well,
and they can do that right now. I mean, they're holding off, but I wouldn't wait for all these things. I would every week be pressing forward to have these people indicted.
I'm 110% with you. I believe our entire audience is too, Paul. I mean, you know, Paul, we talk about war. Well, you know, you years ago in the Trump 1.0 administration, you brought information to the administration saying, look, we got problems at the border, and the defensive actions are important, but we also need to take offensive actions against these cartels. And that was 5 or 6 years ago, correct?
That's correct.
All right. So they did take some defensive actions. And then, of course, Biden, it was a sieve, and then President Trump got back in, and the defensive actions were taken again. But this time, just recently, I mean, it took them like 6 years, Paul. But on June 12th, President Trump posted this, quote, "In my direction, the United States Southern Command delivered a swift and lethal kinetic strike to successfully execute Nino Guerrero, the infamous leader of the Tren de Aragua, one of the most bloodthirsty terrorist organizations on planet Earth," end quote. Well, Paul, how many people's lives would have been saved if...
Thousands.
Right? If they had taken you up on exactly what this operation discussed on June 12, 2026, what you were discussing back in 2020.
Exactly. Well, we paved the way with Operation Sinaloa. That was the project that we sent to Trump. We are pursuing these operations now in the Western Hemisphere against narcotics and the people responsible for importing things from China and creating these labs. Many of the labs have been closed down. The operation is being conducted by Southcom now in Florida and out of Cuba there, where we have a base of operations, Guantanamo Bay. Our Navy's very active, our Air Force, we're watching everything going on. That's why after we get finished with this thing in Iran, that we're going to move to the Western Hemisphere. Cuba will be next, and we've written advised Trump that the Cuban people need freedom. They need to be like Cuba was, great cigars, great sugar, entertainment area. And so that's what we recommended to Trump, that he create some situation with Cuba. It would be much like Puerto Rico is.
So, Paul, when you surveil the entire geopolitical landscape of the world, we obviously have the Middle East, we have Russia-Ukraine situation, we have this drug cartel issue, we have potential issues in Taiwan. What gives you the most concern at this point?
The internal attacks in America by the left-wing communist Democratic Party. The new moves we see by the mayor there in New York, Mandavi, moving to create this socialist state. And they're very serious about it. They're gaining, especially with the younger people. So my biggest concern is internal. We can handle all the external stuff. But the problem is, how do we handle the internal attacks against our country to bring up down and to create some kind of a left-wing type of, what do you want to call it, communism or whatever you want to call what's going on.
Well, it's really an insurgency to a point, isn't it? I mean, some people believe that's too strong a word, but there truly is an insurgency going on.
There's no doubt about it. War is in America right now, and we've got to focus on that.
And Paul, many people are concerned that We're not focusing on that, it's getting more and more momentum. Is that concern justified, or are those people just?
No, the concerns are justified. You gotta look. If you look at all the states, okay, across America, we're only talking about 6 or 7 states have gone rogue that are part of instigating an internal revolution here on their part, guising it as these young people that are bringing in, putting in, like the election in New York today is going to be very critical. Mm. But definitely, it's going to go to socialism. There's no doubt about it. They're gaining strength, but our young people haven't been educated enough.
No, that's right.
They're buying into it. Yeah. So that's the biggest threat I see.
And you know, Paul, many people say, "Oh, it's just too complicated to address." Well, wait a minute. I mean, if you know, how do you eat a whale? One bite at a time, right? You know, you're right. You don't try to swallow the whole whale. So, Paul, one of the things my dad taught me is to look. If you are battling an adversarial organization, the most effective way to go after that organization that you're taking on is to affect its money supply. If you can deplete it of what's funding it,
yes,
you have a better chance of defeating it.
That's right. That's exactly
so,
right.
So as a special ops guy, you would agree with that.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I brought up Soros.
Yeah, exactly.
And this American that lives in... over in China.
Right.
Has been funding a lot. We've cracked all of that. So that would be my primary focus, to get this country back in shape, clean it up. Trump's doing what he can. He's not getting support from these blue state governors. And look at Chicago. Seven or eight, I don't know how many killed over the weekend.
Oh, it's a lot.
40-some wounded. And, you know, basically we're not doing anything anymore. We sort of moved out of Chicago, I guess, as far as ICE and so on. But this is a time for what I call a full court press against these left-wing people that are destroying the country. And being supported, by the way, by money coming from China and other places.
Well, and this is where the Treasury Department comes in, right? So the Treasury, those dudes at Treasury know every nook and cranny where money goes or where money's coming from, right? So here is my concern, and you can tell me I'm just full of hooey, and that's fine, Paul. But my concern is this: the Secretary of the Treasury is Scott Bessent. All right. Now I agree with you. I think if you took out the money dudes, the George Soroses that are funneling money into this insurgency would wither up and go away very quickly. Well, here's the problem. Before Scott Bessent was Treasury Secretary, one of his previous jobs, he was the chief investment officer for George Soros.
Mm-hmm.
And my concern is one of the reasons why we're not going after Soros is because Bessent had this previous affiliation with George Soros.
Well, as I understand it, it was business, it was money. They were interested at the firm and the money they were investing for Soros. And they didn't care about all the evil things he was doing. It was, again, about money. But I think I'm very happy with him as Secretary of Treasury. He's doing a great job. He's very bright. But I don't think in any way... But it's not his job to take down Soros other than shutting down his money.
Yeah.
He could do that. But he's got to be indicted based on what he's done. They have all the traces. Right. They know where the money's gone, what it's supported.
And in fact, Paul, if we look back at the Trump 1.0 administration, one of the big problems was the Department of Justice not following through, whether it was Sessions as Attorney General,
right.
William Barr as Attorney General. Mm-hmm. You know, we had Bondi to begin with. A lot of folks are concerned about this Todd Blanche and his affiliations, that this could well be the reason why we're not seeing some of these prosecutions. Are we being too hard on these folks?
I think so.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I think so. But it's got to come from the top.
Yeah,
it's got to come from the White House. I mean, they're setting priorities all over the place, and a lot of things are working very well. But they got to set this as a priority, and they've got to move on. It's been divulged by Tulsi and other parts of our country, from the states, what's coming out of California. And when you look at the fraud going on, so we're working on those things, but I would really prioritize, like we've talked about, it was trace this money, indict these people that are funding these left-wing organizations. I mean, they're flying in people for these demonstrations
right.
for other states.
Paul,
it costs money to get an airplane ticket.
It sure does. General Paul Valley, I'd like to thank you for your service and ongoing service to every person in our country, every person of the world that values freedom and liberty. I encourage folks to go to StandUpAmericaUS.org. You can get Paul's books at that site as well, standupamericaus.org. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Until next time, Dave Janda signing off. Dream big and dare to fail. Thanks for being with us.